Hello. I really wanted to do another questionnaire, and so I asked around, and CB's playfully innocent, lustful list of intimate topics came up, and so I'm gonna do CB's split. 20 questions. I don't think I have answers for every single one of these, and I don't really know if I'll be able to do this, but I can. I think I can. I don't know why I talked like that. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not like at all, 10 being exactly like. I'm probably a little bit more closed off in person than I am online, so probably, other than that, I would say I'll give it a 7, just because I'm not usually as open with people in person as I am online with GWA, and now I think about it, might be actually the stuff I post. If it's the stuff I post versus me, then I would probably give that about a 4, because it's got like incest and daddy little girl stuff and stuff like that. And I don't always go with that stuff, though it can be good in doses. Now, if you go by what I listen to, that's also probably an 8 and what I like. So that's the scale I did. It was an 8, a 3, and an 8. what's the story behind your username? I really like this question because I get a lot of different reactions to it, though generally it's all pretty good reactions. So to the way you pronounce it is Dead Asset. Originally I wanted Dead Ass or some kind of thing related to that because I do have a very large backside. So Dead Ass always comes to mind for me a lot. But that was already taken, so I was thinking, oh, well, Asset. People always make the joke, so they're like, oh, is it your best asset kind of thing? So I was like, okay, Dead Asset. But unfortunately, that does not, if ever, come across. People think cassette, they think data, they think digital something. It's just never the same thing. So I do go by data or dat or ass or really pretty much whatever you'll call me. I'll respond to. But that's the story of Dead Asset. I don't know why I keep whispering. How many languages do you speak? What are they? And say something sexy for us. I speak one language. It's English. And that's pathetic because I've taken a little bit of Spanish and I've taken a little bit of German. And I don't really remember anything. And that's sad. I really should know more. But just say something sexy for you. So say something sexy for you in my native tongue. And on the spot, I can't think of anything. Wow. Man, where's a script when I need one? But maybe, just maybe, if you could fucking bend me over this desk right now, I could come all over your cock. And that would be English. Number 4, who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't think I have one. I looked at this question for a while and I kind of think about it, but I don't really think I look like any celebrity. Not that I can think of. If you think otherwise, I do have a history of posting to other subreddits. So if you want to take a gander, let me know what I look like, who I remind you of. That would be cool, because I don't think I really look like anybody. Number 5, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? It depends. Not a lot of people know my secrets. A secret is my secret. I don't really share things that much with other people. I'm a little closed off that way. Unless you really, really know me, like my best friend of 23 years. She would know me really well and know more secrets than me do. Okay, I'll share this one secret that we keep between the two of us. I have a foot tattoo, and it is spelled a certain way. We got matching tattoos on our foot, and our parents gave us absolute shit about, like, oh, you're gonna fuck it up, it's gonna be spelled wrong. And we're like, fuck you. We didn't actually say that to our parents at the time. We were really respectful, and we don't say that to our parents. But in their minds, we were saying, definitely, fuck you, we got this. We know what we're doing. We won't fuck up. This is gonna be amazing. So we get there, and we triple check the word like 1,000 times, spell it out, give it to the guy, and he goes and makes it, comes back to us, it looks beautiful. But of course, we don't triple check it then, after he's made it. And then he starts working on her foot, and then there's a big long pause, and it's suddenly, She's looking at me. She's looking at him. And then she's looking at me and she's like, hey, how many S's are in this word? And I start Googling and I'm looking at her foot and I'm Googling and I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And as soon as we stop the guy and tell him, he's like, oh, fuck. And he gets really, really pissed. And he starts pacing around because he's fucked it up. He's probably basically also thinking that he has to give us a free tattoo because he fucked this up. But then he finds out a really cool way to put the third S that was missing into the word. And actually makes the tattoo better. It improves the tattoo look. So it actually turned out for the better. But it's our little secret. So any words that have like two S's in it, we will exaggerate to add an extra S into it. So that's a little secret of us that we have. And our parents will never know. They will never know that we almost fucked up and had misspelled words on our feet that they so warned us about. Okay. Number 6. What bad habits do you have? Ooh, this is a bad list. I am kind of a horrible person, I think. I'm kind of lazy in a way. I'm lazy when it comes to shit about me. If I'm working for somebody else or helping somebody else out, I'm the hardest working person you ever know. But if it's just me in my apartment and I know no one's coming over and no one will be here for a while, I live in a pigsty, basically. Dishes don't get done very well. My bed's never made. Laundry sits in giant piles. And it's bad. It's pretty bad. But as soon as I know someone's coming over, I clean up. Everything looks good. And that's just the way I live my life. So I really don't keep things 100% clean around me when it comes to things that are me. And that's probably not a good thing. And I'm working on it. I've made improvement steps, but I'm one person, not several people. Though I do have a dog, but she is a dog and not a person, so we're not gonna go there. Number 7, tell us the story of losing your virginity. I was 23. Yes, that is a very long time to wait. I was kind of sort of dating / hanging out with the first person that ever proceeded past more than just 2 dates on OkCupid. And I proceeded to, we slowly kind of built up to it that I was really nervous because I was such a virgin that the idea of staying over at somebody's place was still really new to me because I'd never stayed over with a guy before. And so that was just really sad and pathetic. So we kind of built it up over a couple of weeks of cuddling and me staying over there and just kind of like being in each other's company in a way. And so that was really nice. And then we played a lot of drinking games together and talked about sex and stuff like that and kind of built up to it. And then I started giving him blowjobs. And then one night we were really drunk, not super drunk where I was blacked out because I do remember everything, but like just drunk enough to where I could remember what we were doing while at the same time being super, basically when I drink, I get funnier and all my inhibitions go away. So I'm like the bravest motherfucker that you know. I get also super horny when I'm drunk. And drink, even though I'm already really horny all the time. So if you add alcohol, it's 10 times more. Off track. And then I started browsing Reddit and we started talking about different not safe for work subreddits that we'd go on. And then I started clicking on them, watching them. And he starts like kind of looking at me and goes like, come here. And then we make out. And he's like, I think you want to have sex. And I was like, I think I do too. And so we go back to his bedroom. And I start giving him head and he fingers me. He's kind of like basically warming up the hole and he's like, it's fucking banging. It's awesome. It feels really good. Everything feels really good. And I'm like, I really don't, because his dick was kind of big size. Not like big, but it was bigger than average. Probably about 7.5, maybe 8 inches. I'm just kind of like, shit, I don't know if this is going to fit or if this is going to work. But I, at the time, was still really stupid about myself. And I get soaking wet. So really, you could fit a big dick in me. And he's while he's fingering, I don't even, not even where he's like, honey, I've got 4 fingers in you. I was like, what? Like super surprised. Also at the same time, he's like, did you know you were a squirter? And I was like, what? No, you're lying. No, he's like, yeah, I just hella finger and you just, my hand is soaking wet now. I was like, well, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm just gushing or something like that. And he reassuringly asked me like a lot, like, are you sure you want to do this? You want to do this? I'm like, yes, I want to do this. And then we fucked missionary and it feels amazing. I never once had an inch of pain when it came to it. It was just all so good. And I was very, very loud. So I lost my virginity 2 years ago. That's awful. I really wish I hadn't waited that long. Which was really going to lead into question number 9, but we have to go to question number 8. Yeah, how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? Well, this is a fun questionnaire. I like this questionnaire a lot. I actually recently just broke up with my boyfriend, or rather he broke up with me, but that's okay. I'm fine. We didn't have sex that frequently, and that's okay with me. Or like, that was not okay with me, so I'm okay that we're not together anymore. We didn't see each other that often, and when we did, we still didn't really have sex as often as I'd like. I would like once a day. If possible, more than once a day. I would like a lot of sex. I'm sorry, my phone is buzzing. That was rude. And with myself, I actually probably don't masturbate as much as I do, or should, considering how actively sexually horny-minded I am. So probably, if I want to, like, average it out, I probably do it about 5 times a week. Sometimes multiple times in a day, sometimes I'll do it every day, and sometimes I'll skip a couple days. So it's really kind of like up and down for me when it comes to pleasing myself, just because I'm not a fan of touching myself. I would really, really, really much rather someone else touch me. That's why I mostly use toys. I really can't get off on my own hands. Like, something about touching myself, it just doesn't work. Like, I just know. Like, I feel my hand more than I feel the pussy kind of thing. Number 9, what is your biggest regret? Waiting way too long to have sex. I mean, what happened to me for losing my virginity was perfect. It was really, really good, but I really wish I hadn't wasted my life with all my boyfriends and wow, and just crippling my social life with all this bullshit. And it was just, I had just been a real idiot. So I've gotten over that now. And so that's my biggest regret. So I've learned from that regret, is delaying my life because of the internet. Which is funny because I love the internet still, but I'm smarter about it now. I don't let it control me kind of thing. Number 10, what would you choose as your death row meal? I don't really know what kind of like course meal this is, but if I get like, there's 3 things basically. I want bruschetta, I want a filet mignon, and I want homemade mac and cheese. Those 3 items, for sure. If I want a drink, cherry Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I mean, that would be my meal. Number 9, what is your... No, I'm on 11. I can count. Guys, I can count, I promise. Number 11, what is your favorite scent? Oh, God. My favorite scent. Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go nature on you. Let's go on a nature walk. So where I grew up and where I went to school in the summertime, springtime kind of thing, it would smell like artichokes. Like, just roll your windows down. I lived in the, like, backwoods of Northern California, so a lot of no cell reception, a lot of wooded area. We get snow in the summer, winter. I know my seasons. So that's the kind of area. So during the spring and summer, it would smell like artichokes in the air. It was just this really, I don't know, just intoxicating, soothing scent that just was just, like, fucking good. Like, it almost made me hungry while at the same time fueling me and feeding me itself. It was invigorating, and that's pretty neat. Number 12, what do you wear to bed on a regular night on sexy time nights? I don't really have PJs, but I do pretty consistently wear either just underwear and a tank top, or like some booty shorts and a tank top, basically just a t-shirt and underwear, I guess, is pretty more consistently. It's super comfortable. I don't particularly like sleeping naked. I mean, I've done it before and it's okay. I just like the feel of like soft clothes on me though, so that's pretty ideal. If I can help it, no bra. I don't know why I wouldn't be able to help it, but on sexy time nights, I do have a couple of lingerie pieces. I really like this garter belt set that I have actually as well. That's pretty amazing. I don't know. I've never really gone to bed with the intention of enticing someone to sexy time, because it just never happened, I guess, that way for me. I'd love to. I love lingerie. It's beautiful, but I've just never... It's usually because I've worn it randomly kind of thing. But I guess maybe... Yeah, I guess that's kind of it. It would just, if anything, maybe just like a matching bra and underwear before they're removed, and then it's naked time. So maybe naked, I guess, would be my sexy time night clothing. Because that's usually the only time I'm naked, is after like sex or something like that. Do you read in bed? What is your favorite author? Who is your favorite author? Unless I'm thinking that creatures can write as well. Maybe the alien race came down upon us. Yes, I do read in bed. Though I lately, just because of time consumption and stuff like that and how shitty of a person I am, it's mostly been Audibles. And probably my favorite author, just because I don't want to go too cliche with all like the newer, bigger ones. Tamora Pierce. Growing up, I read a lot of her young adult books that were fantasy, sci-fi based. And I really, really, really love The Lioness Rampart. That is probably my favorite. Definitely love that series. Number 14, tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Most recent sexual encounter. I guess it would be the last weekend I spent with my boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend now. That was Sunday. We were making out after a shower on the bed, and he couldn't get hard, so I asked him if he would eat me out, because we had had conversations where I have to ask for that if I want it. And he said no at first, and then we started making out again, then we continued making out, and then he changed his mind. He said, okay, I will. And so then he fingered and ate me out, and that was the last sexual encounter. And so that was 2 weeks ago now? A week and a half ago? 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go with 2 weeks ago. It sounds more depressing. 15. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom. I want to do like a hyphen word, like eagerly shy, like, but those are two words. I don't know. Wet, maybe? Wet might work, just because of how wet I get. So wet. Wet describes me in the bedroom. Outside the bedroom. Oh, stubborn. I'm very determined and don't ask for help. So stubborn would be me outside the bedroom. Number 16. Do you have any tattoos or piercing? Yes, I do. I have 3 tattoos. I would like more. And I have technically 5 piercings. 1 in each ear, my septum, and 1 in each nipple. So those are my tattoos and piercings. 17. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? I don't have a penis, so no. But no, I've never come without touching myself. I've gotten like really intensely close and like on the edge and just dying for something up more, but no, I've never done a non-touchable climax. Number 18, what is the record for coming in 24 hours? Did you change yourself to it, or did it just happen, or are you multi-orgasmic? I don't think I'm multi-orgasmic, just because I don't think I would understand how that would feel. At least it's not happened to me yet. But, oh, I'm sorry to stress and yawn in the middle of that. That was awful. And I'm probably not going to edit this, so this is what you get. What is your record for coming? Oh, I want to say probably 24 hours, not just like a day, I guess. I want to say like at least 22 times, if not more. I don't really keep track, so it's hard to think of, but I was on a Skype call with somebody, and he was instructing me on fucking myself, and he made me come a lot. And then, of course, if it's the 24-hour thing, that bleeds into the next day a bit, and I came more by their hand. So, it's probably like around 25 or something like that. I come very quickly and intermittently. When it comes to penetration, it's a lot of squirting. God, it's so fucking wet. It's ridiculous. So that's kind of what it is. It takes me a lot longer, and I don't come as much through my clit with like a vibrator or something like that. I don't know. It might more if somebody rubbed on my clit, like, but when it's just me pleasuring myself, it definitely doesn't happen as much. It's me like pressing hard, a vibrator onto my clit, and it, so it gets a really tender kind of really quickly, so it's numb almost, so I don't come that often that way. So when it's just fucking myself, it's quick short burst of kind of fucking myself. 19, what is your sexual bucket list? Just because I don't want to call it a bucket list, but these are things that I really want to do. I'd really like to go to a sex club and either participate or watch kind of thing. I'd like to do a threesome, MMF, FFM. Any of those are fine. Preferably both partners are dominant, or one's dominant to me and then the other person can be dominant to both of us kind of thing. Just because I really don't like taking charge in the bedroom. Like, I'm all for like a little power play switch to like kind of turn things up and like sometimes in the mood for it, but really I don't like it. I really would rather you just control and use me the way you want to kind of thing. Moving on, I also would like to be a little bit more exhibition voyeuristic. So I'd really like to, I want to fuck outside. I've never fucked in a car. I have a really boring sex life, which is really sad. So I'd like to do a lot more, with, just have a lot of things I'd like to do. Really want to try at least everything once. So there's some hard limits I won't really cross over into kind of thing. And now to the last and finale question, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. This is interesting to me because there's two types of orgasms that I've mentioned before. There's through clitoral stimulation and there's vaginal, and they are different to me. They feel different. Or there's a third one where I do both at the same time, which is a lot harder. To me, I don't know. It's probably the one thing that's hardest for me to describe because I don't really know if I feel it the same way as other girls do. Not like saying I'm unique, but it just, the way it's described when I read things, it doesn't always sound the same. Like, it definitely does feel like a buildup of pressure that I just want to pop kind of thing. And kind of like the more and more I adventurously masturbate and everything like that, that it develops more as well. Like, the longer I do it, the longer I know what button to press, it's definitely pushing on pressure until like the pressure finally consumes my muscles and my cunt and just fucking takes me for a ride. My legs will shake, juices will go everywhere, and it's almost like my pussy like clamps down and pushes. It's definitely when I'm fucking myself with a toy, I feel it like trying to push the toy out kind of thing, which is kind of interesting to me. And then when I'm, like, spasming, like, it also clenches down and, like, pulses. So it's really, like, a pressure and pulsing kind of thing for me. And that's mostly penetration. When I get that feeling, when it's more clitoral, it's more shuddering, I guess would be the way I would describe it. It's a buildup also there of pressure, but it's a different kind of pressure. It's focused and doesn't kind of like, oh God, I don't know. This is so hard for me to describe because it just, I've never seen it written or described well for how I feel at least. So it's hard for me to imagine how to describe a climax. It's fucking awesome. That's how I can describe it. I really like coming on a guy's dick. Like, that's what I really, really like. So I really, an orgasm to me with a guy involved, or just not me involved, I don't really want, I'm so tired of coming via me. I really, really want to come hard on the cock or someone's fingers or mouth now that I'm learning to like cunnilingus, words are hard. Just like I want your cock to be. I think that's all in this. A catchy phrase, though I'm still going, so that's not technically an end. So this was the 20 questions of CB's playfully and lustful list of intimate topics. I don't know why I said it like that. So this was another questionnaire that I've really enjoyed doing, and this one's at least under 30 minutes, so yay. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you.